As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee and may lose value.
Well, change in Marion's starting lineup. Instead of Decorio Smith, it's going to be Abram Brewer, 5'9 sophomore. Marion wins the tip. They are moving right, left to right in this first half. Here is Boyce with the ball up at the top. Throws her on the right side to Brewer. Brewer takes the screen. Goes to the elbow. Now kicks it to Caesar. Now ball goes up top to Reeves. His three-pointer will not go. And foul. No, actually, Josh Folger was kind of running over the back foul, but he wasn't going to get it. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Marion, and Mountain Home will get their first possession of the night. We are 34 seconds into this contest. Gilbert drills up to the top, immediately pulls up, puts up the three-pointer, will not go, and Brewer gets the rebound for the Patriots. He throws it out to Boyce. Now ball goes down to Heyman on the low block. Down up in the paint, it goes to back to Boyce. He puts up the jumper. It rolls around and goes in, and Marion strikes first. 2-0, Patriots leading it. 7:05 left in the first quarter. Here's Gilbert with it up at the top. Throws to the right side, throws up top to Peters. Now over the right, it goes to Bashirs. Marion in a man-to-man. Now ball goes up top to Gilbert. Or Gilbert actually has it on the right side. Now takes a screen from Jones, throws up top to Bashirs. Over on the left side to Ben. Ben will give it, try to give it back to Bashirs. Goes out of bounds. It was knocked out by Boyce, and Mount Tom will keep possession with 6:38 left of the first quarter. 2-0 Marion lead. Here is Gilbert with it up top. Throws over to Jones on the right side. Up top to Peters. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert just about had the ball knocked away from him. He's being double-teamed. Now kicks it to Benton. Over to Bashirs. To Peters in the left corner. His three-pointer. Good! And Marion Mountain Home with their first lead of the night. And now a delay of game called on, ball must have been touched after the by Matt Jones after the shot. So that is a warning on Mountain Home. If it happens again, it will be a technical foul. 3-2, Mountain Home leading it with over 6 minutes left of the first quarter. Ball's over on the left side to Brewer. He takes the screen near the top, and an offensive foul, an illegal screen called on Marion. That foul is called on Timothy Caesar. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one against Marion, and their first turnover of the night. Gilbert will bring the ball into the front court. Gives it to Peters. Well, and actually the ball bounces on the sideline. And so the two teams exchange turnovers. Now Marion will get it back with less than 6 minutes left of the quarter. Mountain Home up 3-2. Ball's up top with Boyce. Over to Brewer on the left side. His pass down the low block was knocked away by Jones, stolen by Bashirs. Mountain Home comes up, forces the Marion turnover. Here's Ben into the front court, throws to Bashirs, down to Peters in the right corner. He's going to try another three. This one will not go, and Matt Jones called for the push off on the rebound. He definitely did. That is Matt Jones's first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half, in the first half against the Bombers. 5.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home up 3-2. Balls with Brewer on the left side. Up top to Boyce. Over on the right side now goes to Reeves. Up top to Boyce once again. Back over to Reeves on the right side. He'll take the screen, drill up into the lane. Going up for the jumper. Good. Dietrich Reeves Jr. with his first 2 points of the night. Second lead change of this evening between the two teams. 5 minutes left to play. Marion up 4-3. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the left side. Gives it to Jones up top to avoid the double team. Now back to Gilbert.
You got to keep it moving, Matt. You're too slow.
Gilbert dribbles to the left wing. Now he's going down into the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 2 points of the night. Third lead change already in this contest. Mountain Home up 5-4. 4:37 left in the first quarter. Ball goes down a low block to Caesar. He's going to go on the other side of the lane. And go up for the turnaround jumper, good. Timothy Caesar with his first 2 points of the night. Fourth lead change as Marion trails Mountain Home 6-5. Here is Bashir's with the ball on the right corner. He gives it down to Jones in the paint. His shot was blocked from behind, and Marion comes up with the basketball. Here's Boyce going into the lane for the layup, back the other way. No good. Ball rebound is knocked around, and finally comes to Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert throwing it off the leg of Makai Boyce, and ball go out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it with 3:59 left of the first quarter. Timothy Scott checking into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Abram Brewer for Marion. Scott, a 5'10 senior. 6-5, Patriots leading it. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home, throws it to Benton in the right corner. Now up top to Bashir's, over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert gives it to Peters. Now to Bashir's on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hunter Bashir's his first 3 points of the night. The fifth lead change already in this contest. 8-6, Mountain Home leading it. 3.5 minutes left of the first quarter. Ball goes down the low block to Caesar. Now down in the lane to Heyman. He's going to go up for the layup. No good. The tip by Caesar wouldn't go either. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And Marion will keep possession with 3:22 left of the first quarter. Luke Cruz checking into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Matt Jones. Cruz, a 6'3 senior. Reeves will inbound it, and, well, actually before that, Marion's going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 3:22 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Marion 8-6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Already 5 lead changes in this game. We're just a little over halfway through the first quarter. Mountain Home leading Marion 8-6 with 3:22 left to play in this opening period. Inbound pass on the front baseline will go into Caesar, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Charge call against Timothy Caesar, his second personal foul, team foul number two against Marion, and their second turnover of the night. So Caesar's going to come out of the game with the second foul as he's replaced by Jaquelin Daniel. He is a 6'2 sophomore. Ball's with Gilbert on the left wing. Up top it goes to Cruz. Now Benton has it between the circles. Over to Bashir's on the left. Now back up top to Benton. Less than 3 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Benton throws it to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert drives up to the top. Gives it to Bashir's on the right side. He's going to pull up for another three. This one will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Heyman and back on the Patriots. Here is Boyce into the front court for Marion. Ball goes over on the left side to Reeves. He'll take the screen, dribble up to the top. The pass was passed down to the low block, was well wide of Heyman. Ball will go out of bounds, and Mountain will get it back on Marion's third turnover of the night. 2:27 left to play in this first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading 8-6. Here's Gilbert into the front court, dribbling to the right side. Pick up the drill, now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Cruz on the corner. He's going into the lane. He has the ball knocked away from him. It goes out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called from behind on Colton Peters. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. Third turnover against the Bombers, too. Matt Jones is going to check into the game, replacing Colton Peters. 2:10 left to play in the first quarter. It is a 2-point Bomber lead. Boyce will walk the ball across the timeline for Marion. Dribbles to the right side. Now ball goes up top to Reeves. Reeves throws it over on the left side to Timothy Scott. He puts up the jumper. Good. That's the first tie of the night. We're knotted up at 8 apiece. 1:44 left of the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Drills to the right wing. Gives there to Bashir's, down to Jones on the low block. Finds Cruz on the other side of the lane. His layup no good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:31 left of the first quarter.
Hey, make your shot before you
the Patriots. They said foul number 11, but there's no 11 in the game right now. Luke Cruz will go to be at the free throw line with 1:31 left. First free throw is up and in, so Mount Tom gets the lead back. The official's insisting that foul's on number 11, but there is no 11 out on the court. Okay, so it's on number 10. So that is Timothy Scott. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against Marion here in the first half. One more free throw coming up for Cruz. Second shot is up, and he gets both. Luke Cruz with his first.
Napa Know How.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit 2 per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Close your eyes and imagine a world beyond reality, where you can indulge in burritos filled with decadent nachos or delicious chicken enchiladas, each for just $1. Now, if all that sounds like some sort of grande fantasy, maybe it is. Try Taco Bell's new $1 grande burritos in chicken enchilada or 3-cheese nacho, only on Taco Bell's new Cravings Value menu. Value beyond belief. For a limited time, prices and participation vary. Tax extra.
Puts up the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Reeves, and back he comes into the front court, throwing it down to Daniel, and he's going into lane for the layup. He can't get it to go, but draws contact, and he'll go to the free throw line with 45.3 seconds left of the quarter. Luke Cruz picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Bombers here in the first half. So it will be Jaqueline Daniel at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. So Mattson will keep the lead regardless of whether or not he hits his next free throw. Daniel's second shot is up. Rolls around, will not go. He misses both, and Jones gets the rebound from Mattson home. Now to Gilbert. Now Benton will walk it into the front court. 38 seconds left. Benton dribbles to the left wing. Tries to give it to Jones on the low block. Pass was knocked away and stolen by Marion. And back comes Reeves going into the lane with a layup. He's now has 4 points, and we are knotted back up at 10-all. Second tie of the night, 15 seconds left. Gilbert looking to get into the front court, finally does, and the throw ball goes over on the right side. Now down to Jones in the lane for the layup, good. Matt Jones with his first 2 points. Mounts on back on top, 3 seconds left, as Boyce is going back into the lane, going up for the layup off the glass and in to beat the buzzer, and we are tied back up to end this first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home and Marion knotted up at 12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. Thank you.